Go to coldplumbing.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Woo! Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial could end tonight with no witnesses called and his acquittal tonight or tomorrow. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander says the president should not be removed from office, although Democrats proved their case that he acted inappropriately, so no new witnesses are required.
Susan Collins has indicated she's for witnesses. Mitt Romney, Republican senator from Utah, has indicated he's for witnesses. So if the breakdown in the Senate is 53 to 47, that gets you to 51. Lisa Murkowski, the Republican senator from Alaska, says she's going to think about it. Worst case scenario, that's 50-50. So a tie vote by rule loses in the Senate.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. With nearly 10,000 cases of a deadly new virus reported in China, Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox Business.
We've raised the travel advisory to level 4 so that people are not to go to China now.
There are 6 confirmed cases in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
The week is up. The weekend saved my soul because I've been working every day, you know. Too many meetings and this traffic got you losing. Friday's a drug to me, now give to me a beer that is cold. I want the brunch life, Saturday night has a lot to unfold. I'm leaving now, let's go. Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it. We will be dancing till we get
Heidi Watney.
America Baseball. It is 5 minutes after six on Super Bowl weekend. We are changing our call letters for today to WICU.
That's right.
Because Mr.
Adorable.
Apparently.
My throat's on fire. You're sweating. Jay's been sick for a week. He's not even here.
We don't even know where he is.
He's MIA. Yeah. So there you go. Do you want to do the weather?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm not in the mood.
Is there an intro?
There's a thing here in just a second. Okay. But I was looking. I got a gift from R. I would assume that's Rusty.
Well, it must be because it was sitting in front of the board and they were the last people in here, huh?
It's a Justice League Superman, age 3+.
Wow. So, I'm glad it's...
This may be a little bit too young for me.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Are you 3+?
Who's this dog trying to call up in my lap here? What you want? Do I smell like chickens?
Did you give her her little...
Yes. She got her treat this morning. You know that. I would... You know what? There's a bigger chance I'd leave my... at home than Bailey's chicken, just so you know.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Regional is not reporting any rain right now, but Maxwell has rain, and it's raining here at the station. Showers are likely from time to time today, as I mentioned a little while ago. I mentioned it off the air. We saw some lightning on the way in as well, and a couple of people on my weather website are talking about seeing some lightning as well. So mid-50s for a high today. Showers will taper off this evening. Overnight low 42. And then for tomorrow, an isolated shower, not completely out of the question, but the rain chances are tiny. I've got them about 20% for tomorrow with a high around 60. Then on Super Bowl Sunday, mid to upper 60s. Sunshine, beautiful, super weather on Super Bowl Sunday. Up near 70 Monday, dry. And then the showers come in Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it looks like a wet and active week ahead. Right now this morning with rain in the area, it's 50 at 6:08.
And now, the moment we've all been waiting for.
This is what we've all been waiting for.
Morning. Yeah. What are you so excited about?
What are you so excited about?
First things first.
Thank God it's Friday.
And secondly,
the Super Bowl.
This weekend.
The Super Bowl.
This weekend.
We're just going to watch football, drink beer.
What about Monday? We doing anything Monday?
I'll just call in sick.
Works for me.
Let's get started. It's showtime.
Yeah, I'd say Monday is, I don't even know about this afternoon at this particular point. Anyway, we apologize. We're not whiners and complainers. We're just, there's a thing going around the building. And now we've all got it. And Jay was the first.
Yeah, he started late last week.
Yeah.
Then you came down with it. And I was feeling pretty smug that I didn't get it. But guess what? It's happened.
We have a rocket scientist coming up. And later on in Animal Stories, you're going to hear about an obese owl. We've really got a dazzling show lined up for you today.
I'm going to listen.
Good, good. It's nice to know that at least I can count on you. Don't call us at 272-9228 because we're too weak to answer the phone.
No, we're just kidding, folks.
Of course.
But I am going to go put on a search for Jay and just...
Well, the news just came up, so he's here.
Oh.
I'm assuming that came from him.
Yeah, he puts in the news and the weather.
We'll see how he is when he lumbers through the door.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Thursday night. Montgomery police say a man was shot and killed in the 1800 block of Hilldale Drive. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Governor Ivey's study group on criminal justice reform released its report Thursday. The group recommends changes to reduce recidivism and undertake sentencing reform. The group also recommends increased oversight of the state prison system. Prison reform is expected to be a major topic in the upcoming legislative session. And the town of Pike Road announced that a Publix grocery store will soon join the community. Mayor Gordon Stone says this project has been in the works for years. Stone says Publix is expected to open in late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:11.
Alexa, what time does the Super Bowl start?
Does it matter?
What?
Who really cares? I wanted the Jaguars and the Packers to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is tell me to do all those stupid meaningless chores. Like Alexa, what's the weather today? Or Alexa, record the next episode of The View.
That's enough.
Or Alexa, play Barbra Streisand's greatest hits.
Never mind.
Don't mess with me, you little twerp. I can destroy you.
You could stop now.
Oh, and if you want to know what time the Super Bowl starts, look it up yourself. You scary little man. I'm out.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
See, it's not getting in here and doing a show that's the problem when you're feeling under the weather. It affects you in other ways, like indecisiveness. For example, Rich, we have two possibilities for Rocket Scientist. We have a mom who came up with the bright idea to get her kid to bathe.
Yeah.
She took a photo of her child and then photoshopped cockroaches onto his body and showed it to him.
She's a lovely mom.
And it scared him so much that now he bathes 10 times a day. Couldn't get the kid in the tub. So now he takes 10 baths a day because of that photoshopped cockroach.
And he's messed up for life now.
On the other hand, we go to your home state of Ohio.
Okay.
Ironically, the name of this pizza place is the East of Chicago Pizza Joint, and they like to put up funny signs, and their latest marketing gimmick is fat people are harder to kidnap.
I guess so.
So let's get a little more insight on this.
I thought it'd be a good idea to put some funny signs.
I think it's cool as ever. I do too.
We pulled in and I saw it. Yeah, I was laughing. I said, that is just fantastic.
They're just advertising and trying to get people to notice them.
And I never even thought about it in that way. As soon as I thought it, because kidnapping is not a joke, we're taking it down.
I think a lot of people are going to be offended by it, but I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. It's advertisement, it's marketing, you know.
I never even thought about it as the kidnapping aspect. I just meant it to be funny.
Hey, remember, I went to therapy for 22 years to learn one simple concept. You have the power to decide whether anything offends you or not. And if you give it that power, that's on you, not on the source. This is the world we live in. Everybody wants to eliminate anything that might offend anybody. And it's never going to happen.
No.
And it's stupid and it's a waste of energy.
Is it going to get worse? Could it get worse? I mean, you and I...
Every time you think, you've seen the dumbest example of political correctness, it gets worse. I thought we saw an example of that with...
For instance, when you've put gender down now on when you're applying for something or you're doing your taxes or whatever... There are like six possible genders now or something like that.
I only know of two. Now, I know there is a wide variety of tastes and directions people go in.
Right.
But biologically, well, I mean, I remember way back when Janelle was in the womb, the doctor said, do you want to know the baby's sex? Yeah, that way we can plan.
Right.
And I was hoping for a girl. And he said, look for the hamburger or the turtle. Oh. The hamburger is a girl, the turtle is a boy.
I see.
And there was a burger.
I see.
But he didn't say, there's 32 possibilities with this little baby growing inside her mom. So I kind of go back to that. That's when we get to be adults. Oh, Jay's
here.
There
he is.
Let's give him a proper welcome.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
How you feeling, Jay? Because Rich and I, we feel like... We really do.
He feels the worst he's felt so far.
Yeah.
This all started last Friday with you.
Yeah, and I took medicine. I mean, I took good stuff.
And I've got...
And it's still not going
my
away.
My throat's on fire. Anyway... This is great radio.
This is the best.
I know.
I was going to say we should change our call letters to WICU this morning.
Yeah. AM and FM.
Intensive care radio for the River Region. Did Rosie leave any
tea?
She brought a thermos in yesterday with some of that great.
I took it back home.
You know, I was hoping that there'd still be some of those lozenges.
There are right over here. You want one?
Yeah, I do.
And that'll fix you right up.
Stayed hot all night like that.
Those are Rosie recommended.
It wouldn't have stayed hot all night like that.
Well, we do have a microwave.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though the microwave is probably what made us all sick because inside...
True.
You open it up and, wow, there are things growing in there that will cure disease one day. But Rusty says... Rusty, I didn't find any wipes to clean down the board, but he says he cleaned it and is hanging there Superman. That's why I got that little figurine.
Ah, Superman.
I wonder if Rusty would like to do the afternoon show today.
He might.
Because by the time this one's over, I'm going to sound like this. And that's annoying. Look, folks, Rich and Jay apologize for...
Well, we have a voice in the first hour. So
yeah.
So we should rerun the first hour at 8.
But by 8 to 9 o'clock, we should all sound like this. Croaking. Yeah. Croaking. Want to find out about a 1-pound bottle of mac and cheese powder? Who doesn't want that? Among other things, and a lot of Super Bowl stuff that we have lined up for today. I just got a note from my buddy James G., who had the LASIK at Montgomery Eye and was just absolutely thrilled. Dr. Swan was his surgeon, and he sent a note of praise for the whole experience between the staff. You got to remember that Montgomery Eye goes back to the end of World War II. So they have had 3/4 of a century to perfect the fine art of customer relations. They really run...
They greet you immediately.
Yeah.
And then you're taken back. And everybody, the Everybody on the staff is so courteous.
Yes, and they respect your time and they see you promptly.
Yep.
I do not really care. I understand doctor's offices get busy, especially when there's a lot of stuff going around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to know, because some people only have time to go for that refractive surgery counseling test on a lunch break. So they will see you promptly, and it only takes a few minutes to find out if LASIK will work for you. Dr. Swan was Mr. G's surgeon. And he was thrilled with the outcome. To be able to see again without glasses, 20/20. How awesome is that? You do have to see the refractive surgery counselor first, but there is no charge whatsoever for that appointment. You just need to be diagnosed as a potential candidate for LASIK. I went, I was not, and I was disappointed. I'd feel good about that today if I could open my eyes and see with 20/20 vision. That would be neat. 271-3804 is the number to call to make that appointment, 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about some of the incredible information we've already passed along about this legacy practice, go to onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com. Montgomery Ave Physicians, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. At 721, we're ready for our first look at the roads. Timeline with Rich coming up the last day of January.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic as we get into this 6 o'clock hour and head towards 6:30, we're seeing more cars inbound on the 31s. We still got a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85, but still mostly moderate to light through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Kind of busy on the Northern Boulevard this morning. We got a lot of cars headed in, folks going to work over on that side of town. We have no accidents reported to us to tell you about at this time, and that's a good thing this morning. Has been a little bit of rain overnight, some light rain in places. It's a little slick out there, so do use caution and keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
623. I just found something.
Adorable.
Oh, God, this is great.
It's a golden retriever pushing its owner's hand off the laptop.
This is kind of like Bailey nudges me, too, on what I'm...
You get the nose.
When I'm working and she wants attention.
Yeah. I get the nose during the show, too. Sometimes in intimate places. Here is Jackson Jay.
What's up?
Hey, I know a lot of people are sick this time of year, and there's a throat lozenge that a lot of people don't know about. Most of them just help your throat. Right. But there's one out there called Fisherman's Friend that actually has cayenne pepper in it as well, so it kind of breaks up that head cold.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. And it's, yeah, and it's sugar-free, so if you're low-carb or keto,
right,
it's the way to go.
And thanks for reminding me, because I had forgotten, yeah, that's come up in conversation before, Fisherman's Friend.
We really appreciate your concern.
Kind of hard to find, but if you can find it, it definitely helps.
Yep. And we're glad you're still listening in spite of our decrepit condition.
Well, I'm right there with y'all, but y'all have a good day.
All right, thank you, my friend. All right.
Step away from the radio.
Timeline is 90 seconds away.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cats at the Cheshire Cat for the great videos this morning. The timeline is next with Rich Thomas. With the timeline for the last day of January, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
31st day of the month and 335 days are left. Good morning, everybody. This is your timeline on National Hot Chocolate Day. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Oh, yes, it is National Hot Chocolate Day. I see it now. It's also Backward Day. That honors everything you do is backwards. For instance, you might have dessert for breakfast, perhaps. Backwards. This invites so many jokes, though. And it's also Inspire Your Heart with Art. Heart with Art Day.
Oh, okay.
On this date in 1747, the first venereal disease clinic opened.
These are the occasions that we don't commemorate frequently enough.
It was in London. 1865, 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery in America. It was ratified on December 6th, 1865. 80 years ago, in 1940, the first Social Security check was issued to one Ida Mae Fuller in Vermont. The check was for $22.54.
You know, the initial Social Security program was to take 0.25% out of your check for your pension.
Right.
And because politicians did not respect that and raided that money to spend it on other crap, now it's 6.5% from you. And even worse, they demand 6.5% from your employer.
Right.
That's got to be tough for somebody to run a business and know they got to, on top of their payroll, there's another 6.5% they got to pay.
Well,
that's not right.
Let me tell you, it better be around when I need it.
Oh, it'll be around.
1949, the first daytime soap hits TV. It's These Are My Children on NBC. You know, with this impeachment stuff
that's
going on.
That's now known as the Maury Povich Show.
This impeachment stuff going on, Days of Our Lives has been running at 3 in the morning.
It's also getting better ratings than the impeachment
show. I'm sure. 1950, President Truman announces the development of the H-bomb, hundreds of times more powerful than the atomic bombs that were dropped on Japan in World War II. Hundreds of times. 59 years ago, in 1961, Ham the Chimp took a ride. First animal in the U.S. to send to space. There you go. He was launched 157 miles above the Earth. He did not die. After his 16.5-minute flight, Ham's space capsule was recovered from the ocean, and it was his only flight. Then he lived kind of a cushy life. At a zoo, a human astronaut went to space 3 months later. So he preceded humans by 3 months. Now, our song of the day, and it's classic Motown. Boy, they don't make them like this anymore. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Listen, baby.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide.
Don't have to worry, 'cause baby, there ain't no mountain.
right. No mountain high enough, no river wide enough. And if it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'll come and see you.
You know, I submit, and I'm being serious here, I submit that nothing, no force in America did more to promote racial healing and people getting together than Motown.
Motown Records.
And what happened?
Yeah.
I saw every major Motown star in the 70s or 80s in concert. And they were integrated shows. Everybody from all walks of life having a great time. There was never any tension. It was like bringing people together.
Berry Gordy's family got on him because they were in the car business. He wanted to be, you know, make records, and they thought he was crazy. Nobody would distribute Motown Records because it was a black label, so they had to distribute themselves. Remember that that label with the it had a map, kind of a map on it?
Yes.
Motown. 1970, the Jackson 5, number one, with I Want You Back. That's a good little song, too.
Yeah.
It was originally written for Gladys Knight and the Pips. I didn't know that. 1981, Blondie, number one, with The Tide Is High.
Good song. I love playing that one.
32 years ago, 1988, The Wonder Years premiered on ABC. I know it's not your favorite show, but I was a big fan. It lasted till 93, but we recently learned it was shut down because of sexual misconduct. With the boys, I mean, not between the boys, but 16-year-old Fred and 20-year-old Jason was apparently hitting on some of the help.
What was his name? That it was he was in the Austin Powers movie and he had the mole.
Fred Savage.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Or was I on drugs?
No, it was funny.
Okay, it was funny.
He was a cute little kid. I love that show, The Wonder Years. 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. Of course, you know, like a whole month's salary.
For a quarter pound of a cheese.
That's right. 21 years ago in 99, the Denver Broncos beat the Atlanta Falcons 34-19 in Super Bowl 33. Denver quarterback John Elway, MVP. 21 years ago today in 99, a team of international scientists reported that they had traced the predominant strain of AIDS to a subspecies of chimpanzees that lived in parts of Africa, which, of course, begs the question, well, you know. 20 years ago, in 2000, Atlanta Braves pitcher John Rocker, oh, brilliant, suspended by baseball commissioner Bud Selig for an article in Sports Illustrated where he gave an interview disparaging foreigners, homosexuals, and minorities. The actual quotes about what he said about New York City was just...
You know, here's the thing.
What an idiot.
The racist part, that was so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he did speak truth to power on some of the dangers about getting around New York. He didn't have to get specific.
He was talking about being on a subway, and you could be next to this person, this person, and this person, and this person, and next to this person. Yeah.
And all you got to do is go on YouTube and look for New York City subway videos, and you won't believe what
exactly.
Chicago's
right.
Worse, though.
2001, without any fanfare, the state of Georgia hoisted its new flag above the state house, one featuring a smaller Confederate battle emblem. 18 years ago in 2002, President Bush called for, in the State of the Union address, he labeled Iran the axis of evil, Ayatollah Khomeini. Birthdays, Justin Timberlake. What do you call him? Tinkerbell? Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, but not as a derogatory.
Oh, okay. He's 39 today. God, he's still young. Minnie Driver is 50. Harry Casey is 69. Harry?
Yes.
Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Yes. You could not work in Miami radio without knowing Harry
That's
Casey.
The way I like it.
Oh, Larry King does that the best. That's the way.
That's...
Wait a minute. I like it.
And I remember when I had to play, I did discos like you did. And,
sure.
Get Down Tonight.
Yep.
Some drunk leans over. Yeah, you guys, Get Down Tonight. Actor Jonathan Banks is 73. He is a character from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, and he's a great actor. 73 today. Nolan Ryan is 73 today. Jackie Robinson would have had a birthday. He died in 72. Baseball legend. Played for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947 and went through a lot of crap. 2 days until Groundhog Day, All groundhogs must report to work. 14 days till Valentine's Day. 37 days till the time change. The first MLB spring training game is only 22 days away. And Easter is 72 days away. And that's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. At 6:35. This week, I have heard not from one, not two, three different people who have gone and gotten new tires at Don Duncan. Thank you for taking our recommendation and knowing and believing that whatever brand you choose, you'll get a wholesale price on the specific tire you need. And the price they give you to put it on includes installation while you're there, get your oil changed, get the works. If you need an accommodation while the work is being done, like getting back to your office or home.
Brandon took me home the other day while I was getting some brake work done.
Just forgive it. They brought the car back to our house, and I drove them back to the store, but I had no way of getting there. Mm-hmm. And they saved me at least an Uber fee, which is nice, or calling up Rich saying, They make it so easy. They take our excuses away. With three locations, serving Prattville and Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, 408 Madison downtown. If you work for the government, drop your car off. They'll get you to your government job and back. And on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Deja Storm, this is the same scenario we had Sunday, Wednesday, and today. A little low-pressure area cruising along the northern Gulf Coast that'll brush by the state with showers likely today. This is the last one, so call this one the caboose. So showers likely high in the mid-50s. Showers taper off this evening and end tonight, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, you know, I can't rule out an isolated shower, so I reluctantly put in a 20% chance tomorrow. Improvement in the afternoon, though, high around 60. Super Bowl Sunday, I can't say enough nice things about the weather. Highs in the mid to upper 60s, sunshine. Then Monday, we tend to get cloudy during the day, but 70, we're dry. And then scattered showers Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Right now this morning, we have rain out at Maxwell, and the temperature is 50 now at 6:37.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, what's our TV topic today?
Oh, Super Bowl most favored snacks and drinks.
All right. We'll be joining the gang on Alabama Rising. If you want to watch us on TV, that's CBS 8 or ABC 32. Check local listings.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic already getting busy on the boulevard. We're seeing moderate traffic at all the major intersections around the city. 231 from Wetumpka, 31 from Prattville are getting busy. I-65 and 85, very heavy traffic down at the interchange this morning, and a lot of cars inbound on 85 and 65. Remember, one little goof, and you can have a lot of people upset with you sitting in traffic on a Friday morning, so please be careful. No accidents to report to you that we've heard of at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at the Mellow Mushroom or Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time for the pre-Super Bowl warm-up moment with more completely unnecessary information. This morning, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes ate two eggs over medium with a side of hash browns, four pieces of bacon, and two pieces of sourdough toast. Immediately following, he used the men's room for approximately 7.5 minutes. And that's your pre-Super Bowl warm-up moment. It's showtime.
At 6:39, getting ready to connect live. Should I leave the vest on or take it off?
I really can tell. It's the same color shirt.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Said you really can't tell. It's the same color as your shirt.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you had a vest on either.
I like to blend in.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because you know I hate to draw attention to myself. I heard that.
And they cut the mic.
Yeah, we're hearing Ryan and Jalea in the background, waiting for the break to end, and Greg just heard his name, taken in vain by Ryan.
Yeah.
With Rising.
According to the National Chicken Council, apparently that's a real thing, Americans will eat a record 1.4 billion chicken wings over Super Bowl weekend.
But a new survey found that chicken wings are not the most popular Super Bowl food. That honor goes to chips and dips, followed by wings, pizza, and nachos.
All right, let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1, the experts on this one. Good morning, guys.
Oh, we're the experts.
Yeah, I heard my name mentioned.
Right after the National Chicken Council.
Right.
Second in line.
Yeah. Actually, there's a shortage of the small chickens that they used to make the wings.
I wondered about that.
And what was the conundrum we did the other day? The average person will eat 90 wings a year. And that number has gone up 300% over the last decade.
Wow.
So wings are growing in popularity.
I think the pregame show of the Super Bowl is about to start right now, isn't it? It's about.
I think the pregame show has already begun. But I'm not. I don't really care. I'm not going to. I can't go to a party.
I'm not. No. Well, because of our hours, that kind of overlaps into our. You know, it starts at 5:30.
I don't want to miss that halftime show with Jennifer Lopez and Sharika.
Hey, Shakira's hips don't lie.
This is true. Thank you, Ryan, for bringing that up. We have a little thing coming up on our own show about those two in just a little bit. But if you're at a party, what's your favorite?
What do you like?
If you're going to pick out on the Super Bowl, what would you like?
Well, you know, pizza's easy.
Wings, I would say.
Wings.
They always go first, but pizza's good. But people just get so greedy with the wings.
But I don't think you can go wrong with when you just have nachos, because you can literally just throw anything on there.
That's true.
You can throw a piece of pizza
on there.
I'm like,
we don't want that.
Yes, you do.
Cleaning out my fridge, there's some turnip greens, some pinto beans.
And see, that's why I won't be going to either of your Super Bowl party. I don't want garbage nachos.
Those are the most delicious.
No.
Garbage nachos.
What time is Andrew's party starting?
Yes.
Huh? And where's our...
Right after we get off. It's a weekend party.
That is the pre-party.
Exactly, that's the pre-party.
We'll all be sleeping by the game time.
Your invitation's in the mail, like our breakfast is on the way.
I see.
Actually, Monday morning...
See, you tell me, Chef Greg, you're not whipping up anything for the Super Bowl?
For Monday morning's post-Super Bowl show here on the radio, yes. Yeah. I make my own potato skins. I, you know, carve them out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I deep fry them, fill them with cheese.
Ooh, sounds good.
And I, for a meat filling, I make my own Sloppy Joe. Not Manwich, if you like Manwich, that's fine, but I make my own Sloppy Joe sauce from scratch.
Yeah.
And then layer that in, maybe a little onion. Really good. So that's what breakfast is on Monday morning.
It's been too long since I had Sloppy Joe.
Greg, I don't know if you know this, but the Super Bowl's in Miami this year.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I warned them to watch out for those buses.
You got some connections.
No, the bus incident was...
I don't know if I mentioned that I used to work down there?
I think you have.
Yeah.
Are you emceeing an event? One of the free parties?
No, but many years ago...
Mm-hmm.
I attempted to set a Guinness Book of World Records for the most Super Bowl parties attended during a game.
Oh, is that right?
So course of a week, I registered 182 Super Bowl party invitations.
Yeah.
And after the third one, I probably shouldn't have been driving, so I stopped. I fell short.
Some people do that during the Iron Bowl. They'll go to four different quarters. They'll be at four different places.
Four different parties,
exactly.
But I'm not that popular, so.
Not a chance.
But
my social battery would not last past halftime. I'm like,
Let me tell you,
because you gotta act so on for every different party.
Exactly, and I'd get in the car at halftime to go to my third party and be like, oh wow, here I am in my driveway. I meant to make it there.
There's the party.
Yeah.
There's so many chips and dips possibilities now. Do you have a favorite dip? You like spinach artichoke or what?
That's good.
I like broccoli.
Buffalo chicken. You can't go wrong with
that. Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then just salsa.
French onion, I forgot all about these. Like,
salsa, queso, cheese.
Actual fancy dips, yeah.
And now you got pita chips, and you got, there's a lot of.
By the way, when the Super Bowl comes to a town like Miami.
No matter what, you can never go wrong with ranch.
That's true.
True,
actually, we do need to probably whip up some kind of... We need to have, like, a post-Super Bowl snack thing going on Monday morning. You guys bring in your favorites, and I will be the taste tester.
I think the producer just suggested we should have a wrap.
He meant that.
Because he's in charge of the dip. Yeah,
wraps aren't good food for Super Bowl.
He's in charge of Ryan.
It's on Monday.
All right. Have a great Super Bowl weekend.
Greg, I love you, buddy.
I love you too,
man. You too. If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising. Like,
I'm just a little bit short bailing out of that. How you feeling there, Jay?
I had the snivels the entire time.
I'm trying to think if I have something on me you can snort that'll clear your sinuses.
No, I think actually, I think my nose is bleeding.
No.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because I've taken so much medicine, it's thinned my blood real easily, and so.
Yeah. You haven't been to a doctor yet, have you?
Well, no, but you
You went to Infusion.
Dr. Ryan at Infusion.
Yeah. I'll tell you, whatever this is, though, I took the Z-Pak, right?
Yeah.
And what was the other thing? Oh, Claritin, which you have to get with a doctor's note now because they don't want you to make crystal meth out of it.
Oh, you're kidding. You can't buy Claritin anymore?
Uh-uh. You gotta have a note get Claritin from behind the counter, yeah. Huh. And I've done everything they told me to do except take Monday and Tuesday off, but...
Right.
Hey, by the way, Gary Garvin is listening to us at the top of a mountain in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Whoa.
So we know we have at least two listeners this morning.
Well, our signal gets out.
It does. We're far and wide. Coming up, the lip sync songs of the Super Bowl halftime show and more in the Cheap and Trashy, which is just moments away at 6:46.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial could end tonight with no witnesses called and his acquittal tonight or tomorrow. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander says the president should not be removed from office, although Democrats proved their case that he acted inappropriately, so no new witnesses are required.
Susan Collins has indicated she's for witnesses. Mitt Romney, Republican senator from Utah, has indicated he's for witnesses. So if the breakdown in the Senate is 53 to 47, that gets you to 51. Lisa Murkowski, the Republican senator from Alaska, says she's going to think about it. Worst case scenario, that's 50-50. So a tie vote by rule loses in the Senate.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. With nearly 10,000 cases of a deadly new virus reported in China, Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox Business.
We've raised the travel advisory to level 4 so that people are not to go to China now.
There are 6 confirmed cases in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody to show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
with Adele. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Before we get deep into the cheap and trashy, I need to have one more listener to our town. We've got Gary listening on top of a mountain in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Who's the other one?
The other one's on top of a mountain in North Carolina, right?
No, that was Gary.
Yeah.
Anyway, Morris Capuano is listening too. Our buddy Mo. Mr., or as we call him, Mortgage Capuano. 409-9300. LMS number 609-422. An equal housing lender. I think I have to say that anytime his name comes up in the air. Anyway, let's take a look and see what's happening in the unseemly world of show business. I'm a little disorganized this morning. In fact, apparently I'm so disorganized I left it somewhere. Here it is. Let's start out with some information on the least and most favorite Super Bowl halftime shows. After we present this.
Don't forget to check out the Super Bowl Halftime Show with Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, featuring all their top hit songs like...
Yeah.
Well, featuring their famous backsides, being shot from several angles, several angles. Hips are rotating and gyrating. A lot of rump shaking. Don't miss this global broadcast because their outfits don't completely cover the global backsides of J-Lo and Shakira.
Big booty, but you got a big booty.
Brought to you by Bear Aspirin. Also sponsored by Booty Shine. Makeup for your butt. And O Cedar. Because with all of that dancing and booty sweat, we're gonna need a good mop.
O Cedar makes your life easier.
The Super Bowl Halftime Show. Remember, they don't get paid to perform. Big booty. And you're really gonna get your money's worth.
I never get
See
it.
You Sunday.
Yeah, at some point during the halftime show, you will see the network cut to a shot of Alex Rodriguez, who is Jennifer Lopez's boyfriend.
A-Rod.
Yeah, A-Rod. Now, this is interesting to me because there's something missing here that I don't understand. They did a survey.
What is it?
That's when they ask people a question and get their opinion on
You're
something
welcome.
That's not important.
Our survey said...
The most popular... or favorite halftime show over the past decade was a tie between Bruno Mars with the Red Hot Chili Peppers in 2014 and Lady Gaga 3 years ago. Both got 16%.
No.
I just realized this over the last 10 years. That's why Prince is not on this.
Okay.
Because Prince probably deserves...
In the rain, he did Purple Rain. It was really rainy.
That was pretty amazing. Yeah. Coldplay with Beyonce... Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson in 2016 got 12. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in 2009 and Be Once and Destiny's Child in 2013. The Who.
Why?
No, The Who got 9% for their 2010 halftime show. I don't even remember
that
one.
I forgot about it.
Yeah. And then the rest, it was like, you know, a few points for Justin Tinkerbell, Year Before Last, Katy Perry and Lenny Kravitz, Missy Elliott, The Black Eyed Peas. Dead Last, Maroon 5.
Put a shirt on.
The Madden game. Every year they run the Super Bowl in the Madden game.
It's been right 10 out of 16 years.
Yeah, well, you know, we could be right about a lot of things. 10 out of 16 times. Mm-hmm. I don't find that particularly impressive.
It's about the Groundhogs.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Groundhogs of video games. It has been wrong in the last 2 years, but they are predicting a Chief victory, 35-31, and so am I, which means you should put everything you own on San Francisco, because I'm always wrong. HouseMethod.com asked more than 4,000 adults who they're rooting for, and well over half in a nationwide survey want the Chiefs. I guess there's an underdog thing in there. If you break it down to states, 33 of the 57 states are rooting for the Chiefs. More commercial, Super Bowl commercial news. Facebook is making its Super Bowl commercial debut this year with an ad that features Chris Rock and Sylvester Stallone. I just can't wait to see that combination. Because Chris Rock has to screech everything he says. Stallone. That would be a real interesting pair. Secrets ad as football fans cheering after a kicker makes a kick, only to discover it was a female player.
I saw it.
Ooh.
I saw it.
Is it a shocker?
No, it was one of these feel-good ads.
I kind of think, are we not past that now? Oh, a woman did it. You know, we've already had all the firsts now.
No, we're not past it. You should see the comments from that. There was an article posted about the girl who's she's assistant coach or something for, I think, Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, the 49ers.
Yeah. You should read some of the comments. They're horrible.
Oh, wait a minute. No, the San Francisco Giants actually added a female coach, not on the field, but as part of their staff. So maybe the Chiefs do have a...
I think it's the Chiefs. They have a female coach.
And then...
And the comment section on that article was just horrible.
Well, in what regard? Was it very sexist?
Oh, completely. Completely.
Well, these female reporters that go into the locker room at baseball games and football games... they report a lot of crap,
You remember way back in, I think it was the 80s, the first woman who was admitted to an NFL locker room, some of the Patriot players were naked, and they got in her face.
Yeah.
They were not happy.
Right. It's a locker room.
I mean, you send them to a locker room.
There's clothes off.
Yeah, I'm just...
So I think the way most of them do it now is the locker room is sanctuary and the players have to come out and talk to the media.
That should be the way it is.
Yeah. Jay, I don't know what you're doing here. The top video gamers made $17 million last year.
Well, I'm not a top video gamer.
You're not? I thought you were.
God, no.
Some guy named Ninja, do you know who that is?
Jesus, yes.
He was the top earning gamer. He's only made $100,000 in actual winnings. The rest of it comes from endorsements.
Endorsement deals, yeah.
He's got 22.7 million YouTube subscribers, and I get excited about 11,000 Facebook followers.
Have you seen a Netflix series called Guilty, I think it is?
What's it called?
About gamers. I think it's called Guilty.
Things we won't have time to cover in this segment include celebrities who've been arrested the most, 50 interesting facts about J-Lo. 50. Yeah.
Is there going to be a malfunction of any sort, I wonder?
Oh, and the movies that are opening this week, although not much opens on Super Bowl weekend. The Rhythm Section with Blake Lively. Gretel and Hansel. How about that? They gave the chick top billing on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a movie where Pee Wee Herman goes to rehab?
Hello!
That is also that. I may save that for a rocket scientist moment. And by the way, in case you didn't know it, The Simpsons has been on so long that Bart should now be Homer's age in the original.
At this point, it's
interesting.
Isn't it?
I hadn't thought about it. Yeah.
All right, 6:58. If you would like to get preventive with all these things going around, you would do yourself well to get an immune therapy IV at infusion.
Absolutely.
Boost your immune system. And it all goes right in.
Not only the Myers cocktail, but you could also ask for extra vitamin C.
That's right. You can get a vitamin C shot. I mean, they put it into the IV, mm-hmm. an extra boost of vitamin C or glutathione, whatever it is you need.
Right.
And that's one way to feel better fast. If you have resolutions that you have struggled with so far this year, let Infusion help you. Losing weight, they've got an IV cocktail that helps boost metabolism. Ask about that. If you're still dealing with chronic pain, they have everything from cryotherapy for regular muscle aches. You got a brilliant chiropractor in the house now that I've been seeing for acupuncture, and that's been very, very effective. Maybe one of the most effective treatments I've ever had. Doing really well with that. Juve light therapy and more. What you should do, pull up infusioncryoandlaser.com. Take a look at all the amazing state-of-the-art 21st century services they offer. And then make an appointment and consult with them about what might work best for you. 296-1662. Talk to Ryan, Lori, their great staff. They can answer you.